We love hip hop.
I know, but I have I'm having these big earrings and it's just stabbing me in the back of my
ear. You only need it for the beginning.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Better?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We love hip hop.
Yep. Absolutely.
Okay. Everything's running. I wanted you to have the headphones because I want to play some music in the beginning.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Let's get it.
We love lemonade free. Yeah. Gotta come up off something. And I don't trust any nigga with braids, waves, or dreads. I'm not hearing nothing. Jeez. Cause them man, they're too fine. Bitches calling from left to right. That's how them man, they get lying. Yeah. I don't really have the time. Yeah, them told me fuck the combo. We're pulling up at your house.
Yeah.
Don't tell me no lie. Might just push the thing in your mouth. Shit just got crazy. Yeah. Cause you said you were by yourself. So why the fuck am I looking at Stacy? And now we're staring at each other in awe. Yeah.
Poor Stacy.
Yo.
Oh man. So we are back. Interview of the evening. And listen, man, I'm on a content marathon today and I'm really happy to be doing this. Before I even get into it, salute to our sponsors, Astro Pink. If you know, you know. Check them out on their website, myastropink.com, or on their real Instagram page, astro_pink. But listen, we did the TRLF show before. And, you know, that's the show with Dusty Wallace. We got the live bars there on deck. And you burnt down the booth, fam. I had to bring out the fire extinguisher.
Yo.
What's wrong with you, fam?
Thank you.
You snapped. Mm-hmm. Yo, so, okay. With no further ado, we have Double M in the mother effing bill. So, listen, I always ask people who are lyricists, because that you are. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? And I've been listening to your music for the last, I'm not going to say from time, mm-hmm. G, but for the last year and change. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Salute to Truth Be Told. They put me onto your music from time, right?
Yeah.
From the song that we were just playing, Taxing.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I always want to know is, for something like the TRLF show, how do you prepare yourself for something like that? Because you just came through and knocked it out. And you apparently just made the verse?
Yeah. Whoa. So pretty much, I just try to stay ready so I don't have to get ready.
Mm.
So you already showed me that, you know what? Yeah, we're going to want you to do this. So for me, I'm like, okay, you know, if I could whip up something quick. Yeah, and make it make sense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't want to rush it and then it doesn't make any sense. So yeah, man.
No, you burnt that down.
Thank you.
And you've had a busy year, yo. I seen that you performed on the legendary Manifesto stage, yo.
Sir.
How was that experience? Tell me. And two-part question. How did you connect those pieces?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because that's a big deal for any Toronto artist to perform at.
Mm-hmm.
And then how was the experience itself?
Yes. Yeah, so with Manifesto, they had asked me to do a pre-show, and I guess after the fact you find out if you're doing the actual show itself. So
okay.
I went, I did that, and then they loved it. And they said, okay, yeah, we're gonna do the festival itself, which I was very excited about. At the time of my set, it was still pretty early.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't packed, but best believe the couple people that were in there, I had them.
Yeah.
You feel me? Yeah.
So,
so, you know, it was very, very good, man. The crowd, the crowd engagement was there 100%. Shout out Manifesto. Shout out those young ladies. There were some ladies that were going hard for me on Twitter.
Yeah.
Shout. They know who they are. Yeah. Big shout out to them. But it was dope, man. It was dope. I love that.
An off-brand question, from that song we were playing in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Is Stacy, is she okay?
Oh. Yo, listen. That song, the thing, Stacy should be good.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? But the thing is with my music, my love for music even comes from everybody will have their own perspective listening to it.
Yeah,
you understand? So,
yeah.
That's the beauty about music in general. So, if Shorty's singing a song and she knows that Stacy, and you know what I mean? So, for everybody out there, I hope Stacy's okay. Don't do Stacy nothing still. It's okay. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So let's go back a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You're a West End girl. Mm-hmm. Brampton.
Yeah, so.
Did you start in Brampton? Because a lot of people don't start in Brampton. They start somewhere else and then they move to Brampton.
Yeah, no. I was born and raised my childhood in Toronto, and I moved to Brampton. I started grade 8 in Brampton.
Okay.
If that makes any sense. So I was, 13, 14?
Yeah, around that.
Yeah, 13. Yeah, so I started grade 8 in Brampton, and so I wasn't doing... I was dancing when I was living in Toronto because I've always loved to dance. Like, my love for music, it's. But when I moved to Brampton is when, after high school, I started music. So I would say that. That's why I shout out Brampton. Even though, I wasn't born there, shout out Brampton. Like, what?
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. And even, with the dancing and stuff like that, were you part of those dance crews and stuff from back in the days that were popular?
Yeah. I wasn't allowed when I was younger. I wasn't allowed to join those kind of that, the street dancing, which trust me, when I say I'd watch it with tears in my eyes, because I'm saying, hey, what I mash up that, but I used to, my mom put me in dancing as a little girl, and I was like, fucking, am I allowed to swear?
Yeah, you can swear.
Let me. Yeah, I was I was 6, 7 dancing with 14, 15, 16 year olds, dancing with Destiny's Child and all these things that we had, I used to do community stuff,
Yeah.
And so music was always a part of my life, man. I was dancing from when I was a little girl, and then I started making music as I got older. I started singing originally, and then now that I'm older, rapping. I like rapping still. It's nice. I like it.
And you sang in the choir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I did. That's really how it started out. It's because I didn't want to. That's actually a true story. I feel so corny saying it, but it's really because I didn't want to go outside for recess. It was cold. So I stayed inside. I joined the choir. And as I'm singing as a young girl, they're like, what? That didn't sound too bad. You know? So I'm like, okay. And then I just practice and, Yeah.
Yeah. So now, did you have a strict household? Because if you're in church, I would imagine your parents might be
strict. No, it's not even strict. It's not even strict household. I know you asked that because I said I wasn't allowed to dance in the groups. No, it's really just me and my mom. I'm an only child for my mom, and she was just so protective. And as a mother, it's a little girl, you don't just push her, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even though it's my love for music, you still have to know what's safe for your kid.
Yeah.
You know? So she's like, okay, you love dancing. All right, instead of the street thing, we're going to do the YMCA bus if you're going to join that team, that kind of stuff. That kind of community stuff, So, yeah, definitely.
So, only child to only child question. Okay. What was your thing that you kept yourself occupied doing when you were young?
Music.
Music?
100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you were as a child, you were already making music?
No, I was dancing. I loved dancing. Okay. I would always freestyle dance. Always. And just listening to music, I would pretend that I'm that artist. I'm talking Spice Girls, Pink, back in the day. I would pretend I'm them, And then Destiny's Child and Monica, as I grow older.
Yeah.
But I've always had a love for music, man. So I'm not... As if the younger me could look at the older me, I'm not surprised that you're doing music because you've always loved doing that.
Yeah. And 2019, I started seeing your music popping up more often.
Mm-hmm.
But from what I'm seeing on your Instagram, you started 2016, you brought the name out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So tell me that it was 2016 when you decided, okay, I'm going to start getting serious about this rap shit.
Yeah. Not even rap. Getting serious about music in general, making music, I should say, in 2016. I had a gentleman that really believed in me, shout out Kilo, really believed in me at a young age and was, bringing me to the studio, making sure I get vocal lessons, that kind of stuff, And as I got older, my vision for the music and stuff started to change, the creative direction I was going in started to change, So, so I just continued with that and started to rap. Yeah. And take it serious,
So why the gap between 2016 to 2019 when you started really dropping, the taxing really?
Yeah. It's really finding myself, and it's self-confidence. It's self-confidence. I never could see myself as someone that an artist that rapped, right? So at that point, in the middle of all of that, I was singing, I was trying different flows and stuff and trying to just get myself together. And I didn't really want to come out with any music or come out publicly that this is what I'm doing now if I wasn't confident, So that's when I started to gain the confidence right before taxing and stuff, because I was doing a couple challenges and stuff on Instagram.
Yeah,
I was known for doing that, remixes and stuff at one point. So
Now, even when I watch some of your music videos, like I see you and the girls, like you're in class, you're all that. Is that like kind of like a reflection of like how it was in school for you? That you're putting in, or it was like, is that just strictly for the music video?
That was really for the music video. Actually, no, Cap. Coming to think of it, when I was younger, like I was with like, it was group
Did
of
you
girls.
Have a crew of girls?
Yeah,
in school?
You know, coming to think of it, yeah, like, you know, but I didn't think of it how I think of it now. I wasn't thinking about it back then, but coming to think of it, yeah, like, you know, and new songs come out or new albums come out and you join together at recess and you guys are singing it and I'm going to be Beyonce and you, and best believe I'm Beyonce, excuse me. Like, you know, but I'm going to be Beyonce and you're Michelle and you're Kelly and, you know, like, yeah, so, yeah, that, I would say that still.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you're a fan of the battle raps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From a young age, when YouTube first came out.
So smack.
Yeah, yeah.
But you were watching, I'm talking about the smacks with the J Mills and the man on both sides of the pool tables rapping and shit, like that shit.
Yeah.
What drew you to that?
When YouTube first came out, it's like what are you searching up? And for me and my cousins growing up, like we were searching up rappers, like rap. Yeah. You know, we want to see two people diss each other and see if they're about to fight. You know what I mean? Mm. So, like, that's pretty much where that came from still. I used to search up battle rap from way back in the day, and then I followed it. I stopped now, like, you know, now that I'm older. But when I was younger, I used to love watching it, man.
Yeah.
For sure.
And even when I hear your raps, because you're a lyricist, right? But when I'm listening to your raps, like, I was trying to, like, figure out maybe some of the people that you were into as you were growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I hear Ludacris, Missy, Lil Drizzy, Nicki Minaj, and one person I didn't write down, but I feel that maybe you might have a little influence from, Missy Elliott.
Yeah.
Give me more, tell me if I'm right on all those names.
You're right on all those names.
Really?
100%. Jeez. Especially Missy Elliott. That's so crazy that you say that. Definitely.
So, what was it when you're watching these different major figures in the music game that you're watching? You're like, I like this about you and I like this about you.
Yes. So for like, let's see, back in the day, like Beyonce, and Beyonce is very sexy all the time. Very sexy. I love that. Like as a little girl, you're watching it like, oh, I aspire to be like her. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then when I look at Missy and I'm listening to the things that she's saying and she's musically inclined and she's a lyricist and I'm just taking her in. She's not giving sexy like that. You know what I mean? She's not, her priority isn't to sell sex, really. And I just feel like by watching Beyonce and by watching Missy, like I just grew to be like right in the middle where I can sell both. Mm-hmm. You know, that's pretty much that's the plan. Right? With Missy though, I just love her, man. She gets your attention without having to get naked or anything like that. You know, her music videos are always 100. Creativity out the roof, like, you know, she's dope for sure.
What about like M and different people? Because like I feel like you have a lot of like different flow switches and different things like that, and like to me that's important to be able to be a technical lyricist like that. You're thinking when you're making your rhymes. You're not just like writing fucking 16 and just you're like no I'm gonna do 4. Then I'm going to maybe switch the flow on the 8. You know what I'm saying? Am I wrong about that when you're approaching your raps, or is it different?
No, you're right. For me, I like to switch it up only because I like to make music that I would listen to and I get bored quickly. So for me, something that I am working on is some songs I need to learn how to stay with one flow. But the real me always comes out and I end up switching the flow. As I'm going along. It's just what I do.
Yeah. No, fam. I feel that you have a really dope cadence also. You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
Like, how did you start? Did you always start your, you know, while you were finding yourself, did you start your raps with like the different like cadences? Because you switch voices and stuff sometimes. Yeah. Did you start off like that?
Yes.
Or did that grow into your raps eventually?
No, I started off like that only because that's my personality. So if you know me, you know. That's pretty much what I say. If you know me, you know. This is how I am in real life.
Yeah.
Like, how I am with you is like how I am with, like, that's just how I am, you know? So even when I talk, I'm very, kills me sometimes, but I'm very animated when I talk and, you know, I'm very passionate mm-hmm. about what I believe in and stuff like that. And if I'm singing a song, of course, if I'm rapping something and I'm saying how I feel and XYZ, it's gonna be passionate. Best believe there's gonna be the ups and downs and the animation and yeah. you're gonna see my character really come through. And it's just how I am. I've always been like that.
Yeah. And you know, 2022 is, to me, has been a pretty good year for you. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? But there's one thing, Rolling Loud.
Yeah.
What happened with Rolling Loud, fam?
Rolling Loud, it was a little bit of a downer at the beginning when I heard, because I found out about Rolling Loud when the flyer dropped.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a little bit of a downer when everybody in my DM, because I feel like everything works on God's time, right?
Yeah.
But everybody in my DM was like, oh my gosh, like, I'm so mad that you were off Rolling Loud, like, you weren't on Rolling Loud, like, you know, and all this stuff. And I'm like, it's okay, guys. Like, for me, everything works on God's time. I can't say that enough. Like, mm-hmm. He is in control. So, like, if I'm supposed to be on Rolling Loud, I will be on Rolling Loud. And for me personally now, that was a motivator.
Yeah,
for me.
Yeah.
Like, okay, maybe I'm not on it because they don't know who I am yet. Just wait.
Yeah.
I was like, just watch. But yeah, no, for me, everything is, it works on God's timing. If I'm supposed to be on Rolling Loud, when the time comes, I'll be on Rolling Loud.
And they're circling back this summer. So, you know.
Yeah, you feel me.
We'll be seeing Double M racing yeah. those stages. And the name, right? DVBLM.
Mm-hmm.
How did you develop to spell it Double M like that?
Mm-hmm. So Double M, really, back in the day when I just started doing music, it would be, my name was Marika Music.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the two M's, the Double M, came from. The reason why I don't spell it Double M, to be honest, is because there was a couple people well with that name when I was researching and trying to solidify it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, how can I make this still Double M, but spell it in a unique way? So I just drop the V in there, master, and just say, yes, just spell it out. Yeah. When you spell it out, when you look at it, Double M. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just tried to find a unique way to spell it. So that's what I came up with.
Yeah, no, I fuck with it. You know what I'm
Thank
saying?
Thank you.
There's one thing, you know, just to broaden our conversation a little bit, right? Because
mm-hmm.
you, to me, are somebody who clearly writes your shit.
Yeah.
Right? I don't even need to ask you that stupid generic interview question. Do you write your own stuff? Like,
yeah,
it's obvious to me.
Mm-hmm.
But why do you think that question always comes up with ladies? Like, niggas don't be asking niggas in interviews, yo, did you write your stuff?
Mm-hmm.
But it's always a thing with women. Why do you think that is?
Because they think we only know how to talk about our front.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. So, like, of course, a female comes out. She's a crazy lyricist. You're looking like, did she really come up with that? And I don't know why that is, but it pisses me off. Because we have talent. The same way how you guys have talent, we have talent as well. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Sometimes even better. But, you know.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah. Like, you know, I think that's why they ask if we write our own stuff. Because they don't feel like, I guess, we're capable of saying certain things or coming up with certain things. Or,
yeah.
You know, but hello.
No, I always find that, like, there's so many people who I grew up listening to who were always writing their stuff. Like, I'm an old head. So I've Queen Latifah and yeah. all of them who I was listening to back in the
mm-hmm.
days. And there was never a question about whose pen wrote their raps back then.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? It only started coming along after a while.
Yeah.
But another thing that I also noticed when it comes to women in rap is working together.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel there's an issue with women working together in this city?
In this city?
Because I don't see a lot of collabs.
Yeah,
with
no,
the
there
ladies.
Isn't a lot of collabs, you know.
And like, why is that?
I don't feel like it's because anything like personal.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's timing. I'm not sure. Maybe that's something that in the future we need to focus on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't think it's like because of any problems. I don't really know anybody's personal situation, but I don't feel like it's because of any problems or anything. Maybe it's just timing. Maybe that's something that for the future, us as female artists need to think about
mm-hmm.
moving forward, you know?
Yeah.
Because we may not think of it as any way, like we may not see it anyway, but everybody standing outside looking in may be like, how comes, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it makes it look like all the girls have beef.
Yeah, that's
because
crazy.
Even the man them who we think like all the guys are having op issues with each other and all that. There's still a lot of niggas who got collabos together in the
yeah.
city.
Yeah, no, I'm not sure why that is. But for me personally, I'm looking forward to doing different collabs, not just with females in the city, with females in general. Like mm-hmm. I have a collab with Trillery Banks from the UK. Shout okay. out Trillery, you know? And that was all my manager's doings, you know? So like, I don't have a problem with it, but you're right. There is a lack of collabs with females in the city, 100%. Yeah. And I feel like we should be looking about that moving forward.
Listen, when people watch this interview, hopefully this is one of the pieces to help fix that.
You feel me?
You know what I'm saying?
We need to get together.
Yeah.
We need to get together, ladies.
And even for you, as you're moving through your career and stuff like that, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there's going to be a point in time where you're, like, sitting on the mountaintop and you're like, yeah, I did this.
Mm-hmm.
Once you're there, what's in that picture? Like, what are the things that you're doing? And, like, what are your occupations that have brought you there at this point?
As I'm sitting on top of the mountain.
Yeah, like, now that you know, because like, you're never done. Mm-hmm. But you're at this point where you're like, yo, I really did this shit. You yeah. know what I'm saying? Is it, like, the music along with this, and this? Like, what's the full double M picture look like?
I would say I would be happy sitting on top of that mountain knowing that I inspired so many girls that have a voice, want to yell, want to say it, want to rap, want to make music, and don't really have the confidence. That was me.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So for me, it would be, I would be looking down, so to speak, and looking at all these confident young girls that are not afraid to speak their mind.
Yeah.
Like, you know, not afraid to speak their mind, not afraid to go on a beat, you know, only because I've been there before,
mm-hmm.
you know? So definitely to inspire. Yeah. That's my goal. That would be 100% for me.
And what do you think is one of the biggest struggles when it comes to not just a woman in the rap game, but just being in the rap game, period?
Biggest struggles being in the rap game. As a female?
Just period. Just being a rapper.
Just being a rapper is getting people to take you serious and understanding that it's not a joke to, like, me talking, like, it's not a joke to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's getting people to take you serious, getting people to listen to your craft and try to understand you, interpret it the way they want to. Like, just all these factors that you would love for somebody to have while listening to your music.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that would be the challenging part, because at the end of the day, everybody's going to perceive your craft as how they want to perceive it. You know what I mean? Like, everyone's going to take it in how they want to take it in. So, yeah, I would say, yeah.
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 And can I be looking forward to a full Double M album or EP or some kind of project that I can listen to, like, you know, some songs together at some right. point?
Can't say too much, but I'm hoping to give you guys an EP for the 2023.
Jeez.
No bad. Until then, singles. We're dropping singles. We're definitely going to be dropping. I have so much unreleased music. And that's why I'm saying the people them cuss me because them say me I take long. But it's okay because I've been working on my craft. I don't want to give you guys bullshit. You mm-hmm, understand? Mm-hmm. I hate that so much. Like, I don't want to rush it and give you guys bullshit. I want to work on my thing and then show you guys when I'm ready. This is what I have.
Yeah,
you know, this is what I have. Tell me if you like it, you know? But definitely, I have a lot of unreleased. So.
And send some features maybe that you can have. Some exclusives that you might be able to drop for us on the We Love Hip Hop podcast. You want something?
You wish. You wish.
I tried.
Yeah, but definitely some exciting stuff coming soon. No worry.
She's media trained, yo. Holy. You know what I'm saying? Yo, listen, I feel that right now we got a small piece, but we got some history
mm-hmm.
of you know, Double M and the things that you got going on
mm-hmm.
and the things to come. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we're now starting 2023. What do you have planned? Like, I know everybody plans ahead. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What do you have going on planned for the rest of this year?
For me, okay, so what I have planned is obviously drops, right?
Mm-hmm.
But something I would say that for this year I am focused on is consistency.
Mm.
You understand? Me? They would have cussed me. Oh gosh, they cussed me in the DM. Cuss me.
More consistency.
Like, you keep going. Like, they're like, you keep going. We love you. You keep going underwater. You know what I mean?
And, yeah.
And I get that, you know, and that the same way how I'm looking at it, like,
You're not plugged in?
Mm-mm.
Don't worry about the headphones.
Yeah. The same way how I'm looking at it, like, oh, like, you know, I'm taking my time or whatever, is the same way how I understand that the people in my weight, you know, and I get that. And I definitely, I go underwater a lot, and it's just because I'm just trying to make sure that everything is 100% before I put it out. So for me, what I'm definitely going to be working on for 2023 is consistency. Cause only because I know that I need help in that area. I need help in that area with consistency. So
nah, fam, we want that. You know what I'm saying? We want more Double M music. You know what I'm saying? And I look forward to like really seeing your career flourish. I see a lot of big things for you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Besides just the music, I feel that you can get into the acting, the way that you move into music videos and stuff like that, and you're able to play characters.
Yes. Absolutely.
Keep working with that, yo.
Of course. If I can definitely get into acting, for sure. Like, you know, for me, man, anything that has to do with performance, you know, I really love music, but I think my passion is performing. It's entertaining. It's keeping the audience, keeping their attention. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's pretty much what I think my passion is. It's the it's a performance. Yeah. That's what it is for me.
No, I'm looking forward to big things from you, yo. Yo, Double M, you know what I'm saying? Thank you for this conversation right here.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? I feel that the people who, when they get to watch this, they're going to be able to learn more and then go catch more of your music. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let the people know where to find you, whether it's social media or anywhere else where you want them to find your content and stuff.
Yeah. So you can find me on social media. So on Instagram, on Twitter, on Snap, on TikTok. DVBLM on Instagram is DVBL_M. Hear what? If you go on one, you'll find the rest of them. I promise you. Yeah. You go on one and you'll find the rest of them.
Link tree up.
Yes, yes, 100%. But yes, thank you so much for having me.
No, thank you.
Shout out, big shout out.
Nah, another one in the vault right here. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Much respect to Double M for doing this with me.
Thank you.
And once again, salute to our sponsors, Astro Pink. If you know, you know. Check them out on the website, myastropink.com, or on their Instagram, astro_pink. I'm going to take us out with who's next for our listening audience. And thank you.
Thank you.
Let me get our audio going here.
Big Double M in this bitch. Feel me? And when I say big, I mean status, not size. I'll get offended. City saying that I'm on next. Big Double M, my flow's tighter than a corset. Individuality is something that you birds lack. I bring all the pepper to the pot, I'm like a sous chef. Pressure them like who's next. Loving how to cruise step, and that's on me. Yeah, I'm high profile, but my man low key. I got a pretty smile, but my eyes smoky.
We love hip-hop.